Hello.
Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. This is Damien returning your call. How may I assist you?
Hi, what is I tried to call earlier regarding on something went through my transaction and then the bank couldn't figure it out, but it had a phone number. What is your guys' company?
We are a third-party call center. We service hundreds of merchants and thousands of products for their customer service lines. Can I please get your first and last name?
Yes, it's Mary Cruz Alvarez.
Thank you. Can I get you to confirm your address for security purposes, please?
7544 Eaton Avenue.
Thank you. I'm waiting for it to load in the transaction and billing information.
Because I never gave anyone authorization to use my card. I've been home sick with COVID. And this transaction went through today, and I never gave anyone authorization, and I have my card with me.
I see that a entry was placed to win a KitchenAid mixer via a survey for $5.74. It was stated within the terms of agreements that it would enroll you into the discount membership club where you have a chance to win items monthly. People do win those items, but it is not guaranteed, so they issue a $199 voucher sent over to your email that you can use for their online shopping store.
Okay, I never authorized that. I don't even like to do anything on my phone. I don't even hardly ever shop online. So I know this wasn't me because I haven't even been shopping online.
On the 28th of November, you do not recall replying to an email, filling out a survey to receive a KitchenAid mixer?
No, I do not.
Okay, so I can transfer you over to the fraud division. We take fraud very seriously along with our customer service lines. In the event that
okay.
This is fraud, we'll be transferring all the information over to your local authority so that they can prosecute anyone who's used your information without your authorization. In the event that you're filing a fraudulent fraud claim, there are penalties for doing so. I do see that the first and last name as well as the address you have provided does match what is on file. Would you like my assistance or would you like to be transferred over to the fraud division?
Is there a way I could just get my money back? Because, like I said, I don't even like to do surveys on the phone on top of that. Because I know certain surveys, they trick you on telling you, oh, you pay $5 and you get a $100 gift card.
I can offer you a 35% refund as a courtesy for this was a valid charge stated within terms of agreement.
And how much do I get back out of the 35%? Because what went through my account was $67.32.
That'll be 23.
And I haven't been to work for 2 weeks now.
That'll be $23.56 refunded back to you.
Can you guys give me half of what you guys took from the account?
Yes, ma'am. I can issue you a 50% refund. That'll be $33.66 refunded back to you.
That'll be perfect. And I'll block. I don't know how or who went through that or used my information because, again, I've been home sick with my daughter, and I know my daughter doesn't even use my phone. She has her own tablet.
You will be receiving.
Go ahead. I apologize.
You will be receiving your refund within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, then thank you. And I do apologize that, but I know I haven't used my phone. I don't do online services or any of that. It's rare if I do it, but I catch on right away before I even put my credit card or anything in. So I do apologize for that.
It's not a problem. Thank you for contacting customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye. I've never done that fucking transaction or survey. What the hell?